Unit 2. Dialogue. Language function. Offering to see a friend off.
You are leaving tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, I'm taking the 12:30 train for Beijing.
Do you need any help?
Yes, I'd be very glad if you could.
Let me help you with your luggage and see you off at the station.
That'd be great. Thanks a lot. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose an appropriate response to what you've heard.
1. Would you like anything else?
2. If it would be of any help, I'll make coffee for you.
3. Here's my car. Do you want a ride?
4. I'm afraid I don't know how to do it.
5. I feel a bit thirsty.
B. Listen and choose the best answer.
Jack in a restaurant. Jack worked in an office in a big city and frequently went to a small but comfortable restaurant to have his lunch. One Monday, when he went to the table where he usually sat, he saw that there was a new waitress in the restaurant. She was rather hot and bothered. Jack sat down, and when the waitress came to him, he asked for some vegetable soup. The new waitress wrote this down in a little notebook and went to order it in the kitchen. There were a lot of people in the restaurant, and the new girl was very busy. But at last, she came to Jack with a plate on a large tray. She put the plate down in front of him, and he saw that it was not the vegetable soup which he had asked for, but some fish and potatoes. The waitress was preparing to turn away again, but Jack stopped her. "Miss," he said, "I did not order fish and potatoes. I ordered vegetable soup." "Oh," she answered, "I thought that you asked for fish." "No," said Jack. "Look at the notebook which you wrote my order in, and you will see that I ordered vegetable soup." The waitress looked everywhere in her little notebook, and at last she found Jack's order. "Table 24," she read out, "one vegetable soup." "Yes, I'm sorry, I got confused. I'll change it." She put the notebook down on Jack's table, took out her pencil, crossed out the words "vegetable soup," and wrote "fish and potatoes" instead. Then she shut the notebook and quickly walked away to take some orders from other tables, while Jack sat with his mouth open, too surprised to say another word.
Text. Getting lost. New words and expressions. Snack.
Snack.
Bar.
Bar.
Snack bar.
Snack bar.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Order.
Order.
Drugstore.
Drugstore.
Madam.
Madam.
Crossroads.
Crossroads.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Loss.
Loss.
At a loss. Natural.
Natural.
Mrs. Brown was tired after a day of shopping, so she went into a snack bar for a cup of coffee and some sandwiches before catching the train home. When she had ordered her coffee, she suddenly remembered that she had to buy some cough medicine for her husband. Is there a drugstore near here? She asked the man behind the counter. Yes, madam, the man said. It's only about 5 minutes' walk away. Cross the street when you go out of the door, then turn right and go to the second crossroads and turn left. You can't miss it all. Mrs. Brown followed the directions carefully and found the drugstore without any difficulty. She bought the cough mixture and started to make her way back to the snack bar. But after she had walked for about 10 minutes, and there was still no sign of the snack bar, she realized that she must have taken a wrong turning. Oh, I am stupid, said Mrs. Brown. I've left all my shopping bags in the snack bar, and now I'm lost. She was still at a loss when a policeman came up and asked if he could help. Mrs. Brown explained what had happened. After Mrs. Brown carefully repeated the instructions given to her by the man at the snack bar, the policeman took her to the main road, where she might probably find her snack bar. When they reached the main road, the policeman said, Oh, you must have been at Harold's. The snack bar you are looking for is on the opposite side of the road. Mrs. Brown was grateful to the policeman for his help. I can't understand how I was so stupid, she said. The policeman smiled. It's quite natural, he said, to get lost in a big city like this.